This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The critical task of ensuring that all countries have enough medical equipment to vaccinate people safely against COVID-19 gathered pace on Tuesday, with news that 100,000 syringes have been sent to the Maldives ahead of an inoculation drive. The shipment is part of the first wave of syringes and safety boxes organised by the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF. Over the next few weeks, the agency plans to dispatch more than 14.5 million single-use needles to more than 30 countries, including Côte d'Ivoire and Sao Tome and Principe. These include the 0.5 milliliter syringes, which are meant for use with the AstraZeneca vaccine, while the 0.3 milliliter version is for the Pfizer-BioNTech shot. In total, UNICEF aims to supply up to 1 billion syringes and 10 million safety boxes to countries in 2021, ahead of the broader rollout of new coronavirus vaccines in 82 low and low to middle income countries. Staying with the pandemic and an alert from the UN that COVID-19 has left more than 500,000 people around the world without enough oxygen canisters to help them breathe more easily. According to UNITAID, demand in low and middle income countries has spiked because of the virus, although the problem predates the coronavirus because of cost and logistical barriers. To respond to the emergency, a COVID-19 oxygen emergency task force has been launched to supply oxygen in up to 20 countries, including Malawi, Nigeria and Afghanistan. It's part of the UN and partner-led COVAX initiative to protect people from COVID-19 worldwide, and it needs $1.6 billion in funding over the next 12 months. Here's UNITAID spokesperson Aviva Husel.
Since the start of the pandemic, affordable and sustainable access to oxygen has been a growing challenge in low and middle income countries, where COVID-19 has put a huge pressure on health systems, with some hospitals running out of oxygen, resulting in preventable death.
Mr. Verhusel said that 1.1 million cylinders of oxygen are needed every day, while 25 countries have reported surging demand, the majority of which are in Africa. A disturbing report finally from the UN mission in Afghanistan, UNAMA, which on Tuesday announced that despite a drop in the number of civilian deaths last year, casualties rose after the start of the peace negotiations in September. According to the report, 2020 saw 3,035 deaths and 5,785 injuries, about 15% less than in 2019. This overall decrease in 2020 was owing to fewer casualties from suicide attacks by anti-government actors in populations areas, as well as a drop in casualties attributed to international military forces. But there was still a rise in targeted killings by non-state actors, which were up by about 45% last year. The use of pressure plate improvised explosive devices by the Taliban, airstrikes by the Afghan Air Force, and ground engagements also resulted in increased casualties, researchers said. In response to the findings of the report, co-produced with the UN Rights Office, High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet said that Afghanistan remained among the deadliest places in the world to be a civilian. She also said that she was appalled by the high numbers of human rights defenders, journalists, and media workers killed since peace negotiations began. Daniel Johnson, UN News.